Thank you, John. So now we can breathe out and start to relax.
You're in the volatile wilderness area. No one is allowed to go in on this road, and no one is allowed to walk in this area while we're here. So for the next 3 days, basically this whole 62,000 hectares is yours.
I like it.
The exclusivity of this walk is truly exciting. The seven small groups of walkers dotted around the Kruger are the only members of the public regularly allowed into the national park's designated wilderness areas. Just setting out on this walk feels like a privilege.
So here we are.
Home sweet home. This is a good wilderness camp. Look at that. Home for the next couple of days.
Deep in the heart of the wilderness, a 45-minute drive from Bergendal, lies the Volata Trail Camp. Tiny and basic, it provides wooden huts to sleep in and some slight protection from what lives all around.
Now that is a loo with a view.
This site was chosen in 1978, the very first trail camp in the Kruger. And fittingly, my walk was named after the legendary Harry Volata. A century ago, he was one of the Kruger's earliest game rangers. Today, merely stepping out of the 4x4 is enough to give you a taste of his world.